they couldn't come to an agreement. And I don't know that there ever will be an agreement on this. But the teachers say, look, we might need some extra time. If the class is doing really, really well, we don't want to stop the momentum. And they also want to use it as a carrot sometimes and say, look, you know, if you don't finish this, we're going to have to stay in during recess. I think we all live through that in our lives. But, you know, it's a tough call. They want to leave it right now, I think, at the school's discretion, principal's discretion, to see what's going on. I've talked to a couple teachers who say, I really need the discretion. I need this so that I can flex time and make sure that we're getting the most out of it. But people fear that other teachers will say, no, you're going to stay in because we've got this test coming up and you're going to learn these things that must be done for the test. And this all goes back to the mandatory testing. A lot of it does. That debate, I think it would be a different debate without that.
And two of the most vocal people in this debate on both sides are Jolene Byrne, who's the school board president, and Julie Wade, who's on the school board, mm-hmm. both of whom have children that would be right. affected by this policy. Mm-hmm. They do seem to have a lot in common in terms of their approach. They understand that it's valuable to the kids. But what have they told you, and why do you think that this is so difficult for them to come to some kind of reconciliation?
I think it's really hard because you come at it, you bring your own perspectives to school and your own children. And some moms really believe the timeout's necessary and healthy, and others say, no, you know, we've got to keep them learning and we've got to empower the teachers to do whatever they need to do. But what I thought was an interesting take on it was from a person there in the audience, Linda Wilder Bryan, who said, you know, that's socialization time. That's time when kids learn to play together and treat each other civilly and learn to get along and learn each other's names and who they are. And I thought that was a third point that shouldn't be lost. That was an interesting point as well. And I think about the times you spend with your friends. It is character building, and it does help you with relationships on in life. That's where you start, recess.
What are you hearing from your readers about this?
It is exactly the same mixed bag. Some say no recess, kids should be in there learning. You know, that's their job. And others are saying, no. They really need the break. They need to go. And it's just like anything else right now, it's polarized. There weren't that many people in the middle. You know, people who want recess, actually one person called them snowflakes. And I thought, you know, that's a little overused.
Do you think this is going to be an issue in the upcoming school board elections?
I don't think so. I think the policy's a little higher than that, a little higher level than that at this point. It's coming up. It's another week until the runoff between Joe Buck and Betty Morgan. In fact, Sunday we'll have conversations with both of them in the Sunday newspaper, so watch for those. We're asking them questions that we hadn't asked them before, and I think there'll be some new answers. But no, I think both of them are very focused on policy and the unification of the board and working toward the long term, less on the short term. So I don't know that that's a specific that will come up as much.
Those are policy elements they have in common. Where do you see the biggest points of divergence between those two candidates?
You know, it's hard to say. I think one brings a lot of experience in the education sector. The other one brings a lot of private and military experience in just working with kids. So it's a mixed bag. One has more policy experience, but the other one has the down and dirty school experience. And that's really where I see the difference in what they bring to it and their points of view.
Great. Susan Catron, executive editor of Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.